Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. I'm a cornbread baker,
Greg. I know that.
Yeah. I'm very satisfied with the way I make cornbread.
Uh-huh.
When I saw a recipe of yours in the paper, I thought, do I really want to do this? But then I thought, hey, it's got some interesting little things in it. It's got plenty of chilies. And it's got some cheese. What the devil? Greek yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
And eggs.
But you know what? I baked it. And I have to tell you, Greg, this is a fabulous cornbread.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
It looks great and it tastes fabulous. Now, I did mess around with your recipe.
I know. I think what you did was really quite good. What you have shown me is it's a messable recipe.
Yeah.
Suit yourself. You could make it spicier. You could make it less spicy. You could add a different kind of cheese. There's all kinds of things that you can do.
The key thing I did is I noticed that you had a whole cup of all-purpose flour and only 2/3 of a cup of cornmeal. I absolutely switched that relationship. I put a whole cup of the cornmeal. Also, I left out the sugar entirely.
There's 2 tablespoons of sugar, and I know what your mother said.
My mother said it's just a Yankee trick, putting that. No real Southern baker will put 2 tablespoons of sugar in cornbread. No, no. It's Johnny cake or something.
The sugar is not necessary. It does add a little bit of sweetness if you want that. If you don't want that, then leave it out.
I fiddled around with chilies. I added probably a little bit more chili than you did. I did not use Tabasco sauce. I used another chili sauce.
But what you also told me was that you had cooked the chili.
Yes.
Which I do not do.
Yeah.
I have raw shallot in the cornbread, and I have the raw, finely chopped chilies in the cornbread. This recipe happened, John, many, many, many years ago when I was the Cuisinart national spokesperson, and I went all over the country demonstrating the machine. So I was coming up with recipes all the time to show people at home how to use the machine to the best advantage, meaning that you work from the dry ingredients over to the liquid so you don't have any washing to do until the last step after you've actually finished the recipe. So I would shred the cheese. I would chop the shallot and then the chilies. I would take all of that out of the work bowl, and then I would put the liquid in, the eggs and the yogurt. Then I would add the flour on top and then the chopped ingredients, saving half the cheese, pulsing everything together. Then once the batter was in the pan, then I would sprinkle it with the remaining cheese.
I incidentally did not use a square baking pan. I used a cast iron, black iron skillet.
And that's great. I think cast iron is terrific. But if I had used a cast iron, I would have preheated it.
I did preheat it.
Yeah.
If you have a nicely cured one, boy, it really brings everything up. I must say it looked like $1 million.
This recipe is at mtpr.org.
Yeah. You can tweak it. Myself, I felt like, see, I was not using shallots. I was using yellow onion. It's a little too caustic, I feel like. So I sautéed that lightly in about a tablespoon of oil. Otherwise, all of the oil here is butter. I also used the yogurt that is full fat.
Either one will work. 1% will work, and fat-free will work.
Yep. I used yellow cornmeal. I think next time I'm going to do it with blue cornmeal.
A blue cornmeal or white cornmeal, but the blue will be lovely. It would be a really interesting color.
There's all these kinds of things you can
do. And if you have some crumbled bacon, you can always put that in.
Oh, goodness, yes. Of course you can. You made that with a chili?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, you're going to end up just eating the cornbread, forgetting the chili. You'll thank us and you'll come back next week for
The Food Guys.